Hello.
I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavior Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
54.
And what is your gender?
Male.
And thank you for taking my call. I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your community, a school district, use certain substance. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
I have no idea.
Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried it once or twice, or never?
I wouldn't even be able to guess.
Okay. The other one says, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form like pot, weed, hash, or oil?
Probably hardly ever.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Not very often.
Would you say try it once or twice a year, once a month, or once a week, or daily?
I'd say once a year.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call, I'm going to read a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. And if you do not agree or disagree, just let me know. And I will also ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one. My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vapor products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Never.
And how often do you use marijuana
Never.
In edible or drinkable form? That's not prescribed
Never.
By a doctor. Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Now, I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen, heard, or read messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Never.
And how would you describe yourself? A white, Hispanic, black, Latino, Asian, Native American?
White.
And my last question, as a token of our appreciation, the Raising Rebels Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have CUSP Hope or DGF Activities Department.
DGF Activities Department.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Welcome.